Well, alrighty. Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Matt here, episode 124 of Zero Carb Journal. And I'm trying it again live this week, and I probably will only try it again this one more time, and then probably I'll go back to doing regular videos unless, maybe, I don't know, we'll see. Maybe it'll work this time. It seems like I'm getting better at it. It's been fairly successful for me on the other channel, so I think maybe I can make it work here. I fixed some settings this week. So anyways, we'll see how that goes, but how are you guys? Hope you guys are good. Hope you had a great week. Hope you guys are holding up all right and doing okay. Hey, Kuhner! All right, it's working! Going great, man. Doing good. How are you? You probably haven't been able to go to the rock climbing gym, I would imagine. But hope you're doing good, man. I haven't been able to go surfing or anything like that, but I'm doing good. I went for a ride on my electric dirt bike this morning around the woods here around my neighborhood, and I've been doing great, you guys. I've had a good week in general. I can't remember if I'd said this last week, but I've been too busy, which is kind of ridiculous. I found myself trying to get caught up on all of this backlogged stuff that I'd kind of put to the side while I was working on the boats. And so this week, I found myself just every day full of stuff to do. No rock climbing. Weather's been good. Yeah, here too. So hope you get out there. Hey, Jackie. All right. Good to see you. I did the countdown clock. I'll try and do that every time. And Jackie, I need to let you know, I know you came to Twitch last week, the week before, and I didn't do it this week. I wasn't there this week. And I think, as I was just saying, this week turned out to be so busy. I think I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to focus my attention here and try and make this work better. So this will be the regular time, I think, 11 a.m. Sunday. If it works, we'll see how it works for people, and I can adjust around it. But I think one day a week is enough for this. So I don't think I'll be going back to Twitch. Although I did like it. It works better. But I figure you guys are here, so we'll just stay here. So anyways, yeah, I've been good. And this week was so busy for a guy without a job, as it were. So it was great, though. I got a ton of stuff done. Good. Yeah, I'm glad, Jackie. That seems like it's going to work better. I felt like I was just kind of, you guys were there for me, so I'll make it easier on all of us. But yeah, so I found myself working on my websites, working on videos, working on stoves, communicating with people, setting up new programs. I've got a guy selling my stove design cores. I've got a licensing deal going, and it's just all this stuff that's been cooking for a long time in these... sort of endeavors that I do, my creative stuff. And the boat work, as you guys know, was just sort of paying the bills because it was there. I was going back to it. And at any rate, since I've stopped doing boat work for a few weeks now, I've realized that all of this other stuff, I have a lot to do. So that's part of why I stepped back from Twitch as well. So I could have more, be able to focus a little bit more on this stuff. And I do, I want to focus on this Zero Carb Journal project a little bit more. I've you know, sort of been just cruising, and I've got some stuff to share with you guys in the coming weeks that I think will be exciting, and hopefully start to release some more other videos outside of just my weekly journal entries. That's kind of been all I've had the bandwidth for this last year with the boats. But I'd like to start, you know, sharing more about how I cook and some other things like that. So, and as I told you guys before, I got a great offer to share a product with you, and I am going to do that. I'm just waiting for my testing of it to be done to make sure I think it's good enough to show to you guys. So I've been busy, and it's been a good week. So from a zero carb standpoint, I just have been eating my ground beef. And it's interesting, you know, I always say that, but usually I'm shopping enough that something else sneaks in every week. You know, there's usually a bacon, smoked salmon, maybe some eggs, something like that. And this week for the last few weeks now, since I've just been kind of staying home with quarantine, I'm just eating ground beef. And it's been pretty profound, again, as it always is when I go back to this simple. I actually had firm movement this week, and it was, you know, that's a really rare event for me, and I was just like, wow, that is because I've been not straying at all So for the most part, I've been feeling great. I do get kind of, I got to say, when I eat that mono diet like that, I get this sort of weird hunger, not hunger. I think it's probably because it's pretty low fat at this point, especially because I cook the burgers, you know, really well done. So, and I think usually the bacon comes into play and brings my fat content up. And since I'm not doing that, I think that kind of not hungry hunger thing, that sort of empty stomach, but I'm full. It's sort of a weird thing. But I think it's probably just my body craving some fat. I'm guessing. I'm not sure. But that's kind of the only downside of the all ground beef diet is I end up feeling a little bit like kind of like not satisfied sometimes. Not after I eat. I'm always satisfied after I eat. It's kind of like in between meals. It's sort of a unique feeling. Anyways, but I've been feeling great. Physically feeling good. I have been, and I think it might just be the schedule, but I've been taking some naps, finding myself sort of sleepy in the afternoons. And I think part of that is just sort of acclimating to being here all day and kind of sitting at my desk instead of crawling around in a boat and being real physical, you know? So when I have been, though, I've been cutting firewood, been trying to be out and about on the farm, and it's been pretty good. So zero carb stuff in the world out there. Hope you guys are able to get all your food. I'm going to read your stuff here. Yeah, it was cool, Keener. It is cool. So, and Jackie, all ground beef and bacon. That's right. We talked about that last week. And I remember, actually, I thought of you later in the week. I was like, oh, bacon. I was like, oh, yeah, Jackie likes it really crisp. And I just had this like craving for it. Like I was just talking about sort of that not satisfied, satisfied feeling. Ribs with a spice rub. You definitely were impacted. Oh, interesting, Jackie. Interesting. Isn't that funny? So, yeah, I mean, it's not funny. I'm sorry. I hate to hear it, but it, yeah, me too. I know. And it's, I mean, I hate to hear that you feel that way, but I'm glad to hear in some ways, because you give me validation, because it's, I know it's real. And it's so, you know, I talk to, when I try to describe those things to like people who don't eat ZC or whatever, like my family, I'm like, yeah, the spices, they're just not worth it. And sometimes they're okay. And you know, but it can be real bad. And at best, you know, I know that I ate them for the entire time they're in my digestive tract, because they're just as spicy like down there as they are in my mouth. Even not spicy stuff nowadays, I just can feel it kind of burning, as it were. And yeah, spices, you know, I used to love, I don't know if you watched my old videos, but I have all these old videos of me smoking ribs and all kinds of stuff. And I used to have all the spice rubs. And I used to love them. And so, you know, I wonder, oh, you said you made them with a spice rub on them. So did you make the spice rub yourself, or did you buy a store-bought spice rub, or did you buy some ribs with a spice rub already on them? Because I will tell you, it was about the time I started getting sick, when I was really into barbecue. I had some of those spice rubs that are popular in the barbecue world. Pit Boys... I don't remember what they were called. Oh, you made it yourself. Well, it was probably okay then. But some of the ones that I bought, I think they had some terrible stuff in them. Like just, you know, I won't even guess at what they were. Chemicals, basically. But yeah, you made it yourself. So even then it made you feel bad. And not that immediately the day later. It's amazing, right? So I there's two parts of that. There's the flavor for me and kind of the burning from like a garlic or a pepper or even a rosemary, something with a hot sort of a lot of spice that'll kind of, like I said, I can taste it, feel it all the way through and burning and the flavor. And then there's sort of like garlic, salt, onion powder, crushed red pepper, chili powder, paprika, thyme, and black pepper. So yeah, so most of those, in my experience, I think I'd be generally okay with. They would just give me the burn kind of like through my system. It is good. Flavors are strong though, aren't they? Did you, you know, I've found nowadays, it's not, they're good, but I'm just always surprised at how powerful it is now that my taste is so sensitive. But of all those things you listed, and I haven't tried it, but I think the onion powder would probably give me the most issues. This garlic and the red pepper and the, you know, all the chilies, those are the chili powder and the paprika, those are all pepper, right? Those would all give me that burning, but they don't seem to give me a much of a residual downside. Thyme and black pepper, kind of the same thing, I think. But onions seem to have some of that stuff in there that really kind of bring on some of my other symptoms the next day or 2 days later, where, you know, I will have retained some water, I'll be bloated a little bit, and things like that. And I don't know. I mean, that's just, I'm just guessing, Jackie. So maybe try leaving out the onion powder. But yeah, and then just the burning from the peppers too. But yes, yeah, so much flavor. So it's interesting to me because, you know, I really find myself, my brain craving those things. And it's been over the, you know, these last 3 years of being zero carb, I've learned now that it's just, it's fake. It's like fake memories. Cause when I have those bites, it's too much flavor. It's not like it's bad. It is good, but I actually prefer it. Just kind of the taste of the meat. It's what's amazing to me is how little we actually taste, I think, when we eat that normal way. And it boggles my mind, to be honest with you. I was actually just thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about, like, people who are super tasters or people who are paid to taste, you know, recipes, or people who pair wines with things. And I just have to wonder now, like, how much of that is BS. I mean, I think they can taste and everyone tastes, but we know from being zero carb how strongly your sensitivity, your range, your, I mean, all of it with flavors is just completely different. And so to think of people like getting subtle nuances from wine in the middle of a big spread. I just now, I mean, it made sense at the time. I never second guessed it. I just thought I was a bad taster and some people are good at it. But now in hindsight, I look back and I go, those people can't taste anything. Or they think they can, and they can. They can, there's differences in what they're tasting, but they have no idea how much more sensitive they could be. So, wine is a scam. Totally. Yeah, isn't it? It's unbelievable, isn't it, Kuhner? And, by the way, you guys, thank you for being here. I love this. This is, even if it's just the two or three of us or whatever, just having someone to talk to and bounce these things off of makes it so much more real to me. And the validation to hear you, Kuhner, say, you know, how much those burger patties are just really the best thing ever. Plain. And Jackie, to hear you say the same things, because, you know, I'll sit down with my family at Christmas dinner or whatever, and I'll get mad at them, which I did. And I hate that I do that. But part of it is trying to express that they can't know what it's like until you've been here, that really your tastes change. You won't want those things. These things are the best. It's not just me. I'm not just, you know, saying that. I'm not just trying to make my reality better than it is. You know, I forget what you even call it. Whatever. Anyways, I really appreciate it. The satisfaction of those meals, just like you said, Jackie, over and over again. I love them. And when I do add spices and think I'm going to make it better, I end up going, nah, yeah, that's interesting. It was a fun change. I'll go back to how I like it the other way. So more than anything about those things, you guys, more than anything, it's just being shocked by the profound difference in how I taste, and then having you guys back it up and just knowing that we really experience the world differently. I mean, it's true, and it's wonderful to have you guys here. Thank you. That's really why I started this journal. I was feeling so alone, and just, you know, every time I talk to normies, I just feel crazier, right? Because I'm like, oh, I just told those guys that plain meat is better than delicious sausages. I mean, I never would have believed that 4 years ago, so why should they? So, yeah, it's great to have you guys here. To know we're not crazy. I mean, that's it, Kuhner. And, you know, I'll go to visit my family and I'll say, And I'll say, I know I sound crazy. And they'll be super supportive. And they'll say, no, you don't sound crazy. And you know what? It doesn't help. I know that I do. Because I remember being on the other... I wasn't very long ago that I would have thought I was crazy. So no, Rose, I don't. I'm 3 years and change of pretty much ground beef and water. These folks will tell you I've varied a little bit over the year, you know, sometimes bacon, sometimes some smoked salmon. But even that kind of divergence is pretty rare for me. I just pretty much eat a single ingredient and I drink a single ingredient. So, and anything else, like Jackie was talking earlier, anything else, it's not an idealistic position. I don't not eat anything else because of a belief that I should or shouldn't. It's unfortunately from trying lots of trial and error and careful food journaling, and anything else makes me feel exceptionally worse. So I stick to this tried and true. So just carnivore. And yeah, Jackie, I'm so glad you found me, and you're welcome for the journal. And you guys, are really important to me too. It's a small channel and we don't have a lot of people that follow here. So each one of you guys makes a big difference and it means a lot to me, just like we just talked about. So thank you guys. And Kuhner, you got a great eye, man. It's not a baby. It's the mini Taylor. I think they call it the GS Mini. So it's just a little bit bigger than the baby. It's all solid wood. It's not laminated. That one's the Koa one, the one I have there. I can show it to you. I can get up. I'm like, I'm live, huh? I can move around. It's really, she's a sweetie. She's a beaut. Look at that, huh? Got some really good flame on there. And yeah, so it's not tiny. It's not quite as small as the baby. And it sounds great, but I won't embarrass myself by showing you because I haven't been playing, unfortunately. And it was something that that I just was getting frustrated with this morning, actually. There's my electric guitar sitting right here. Can I bring it out here? Yeah, there's, you can just see the body of the telly. It's not a real telly. It's the one my friend made for me. He calls it the Lester. It's kind of a Les Paul Studio Telecaster blend. But I haven't been playing. I need to. I should. Something that's come up as I've gotten older. Mini GS. I think GS. The one you said was the baby Taylor. Yeah, I think it's the GS Mini or Mini GS. It's usually about $400 to $600, depending on which model. Telly's my favorite. So yeah, Kuhner, I had a horrible guitar collecting habit for most of my younger life. I used to have a guitar collection and amplifier collection that was pretty awesome. And when I got sick, part of all that, 4 or 5 years ago now, I guess it was 4 years ago now, I called up a guitar store and actually a really fancy high-end one in Seattle, and he came out and I consigned all of my guitars to them. But the reason I'm telling you that long story is because I had, over the last 30 years, I had, you know, one of everything, and I settled on Telecaster. I'm a Telecaster man. Strats and Tellies, you know, I waffle back and forth, but if I just had to have one, even though the Strat is much more versatile, the Telly does the one thing that I really only want to do anyways. So the Telly thing, you know, that spank and pop. So yeah, love it. Love it, love it, love it. So I had a wicked 63 Telly. That was just unbelievable. It was my all-time fave, but I didn't need it. I didn't play it enough. I didn't deserve it. So it wasn't really that painful. It was actually really freeing. And you know, it was the fact that it wasn't painful was really really showed me that it was the right thing to do. It wasn't hard. And even now, looking back, I like that Telly. I miss it. But I mean, it would have been hanging here on the wall, not getting played. And it killed me to look at it and just be like, what are you doing, Matt? That thing's needs to be in the hands of some master, or something, you know. And I didn't feel guilty about having it. It wasn't that. I'm not saying it the right way. Basically, I just, yeah, I used them. I had a great time with all of them, and it was time to pass them on. I bought them at a time when I was making good money. I was making cash money. I had a lot of physical goods to trade, so I was swapping them to guitars, and it kind of, you know, I've been terrible financially. I never cared about finances. I've never had any sort of planning for the future or savings. And so that was kind of my only, that was my only sort of any kind of investment that I made. So I did, I sort of kept going on that same theme. I, you know, I didn't just sit on them. So yeah, it was good. Wasn't painful. All good. And I learned a lot. Actually, the best part about it is I learned, you know, I know what great guitars are like, and I know that this one's just fine for me. So that was actually kind of the biggest thing, was like, you always wonder, oh man, if I had that one, what would it be like? I could probably do awesome stuff. Nah, it was the same as having this one that my friend built, that he gave to me. That's probably every bit as good as that Tele, for 1/50th the financial, you know, investment. So anyways, let's see. Zero Carb. 22 minutes I've been going, so I should probably start winding it down. Let's see, we got a few people here. Is there anything that anyone want to chat about real quick while we're all here? I don't know if I have much more to share about my week, unless I... No, I don't think so. Perrier, lime, and coffee for you, Jackie. I'm going back to your... I just went back up there. Yeah. Yep. Sold a few of my guitars. That was a long time ago. And yeah. Yeah, it is. It's kind of been a neat part of my journey. I've been pretty dumb. I'm not hard on myself. But I haven't really made the best, you know, planning for my future moves. And so that one, I at least did okay. So Kuhner, I'm not set on Twitch, and I think I was just saying at the beginning of this, I think I'm going to hold off on Twitch for now. I really enjoyed it. It's great, and actually I would like to do it, but I found myself, I have a set time for my Walker Stoves, my Bro Audio channel here on YouTube. That's Wednesdays at, now I don't remember what time it is. I think it's Wednesdays at 2. Yeah, it's Wednesdays at 2. And, hi, Karen. All right. Thank you for your kind comments over these last few weeks, Karen. I keep getting them. I'm so bad at replying to comments. When you're here, though, it's wonderful. So, Kuhner, going back to Twitch, I found myself with, like, a really full schedule this last week. And I went, you know what? I'm going to fail. I'm not going to do everything as good as I want to do. So I backed off on the Twitch since I hadn't really gotten started yet. And they may come back to that. But for now I'm going to focus on getting this going here. So we'll do this on Sundays. Seems like this is a good time. We've got some people here. It looks like my stream says 7 now. Wow. So I'll, you know, maybe you guys let me know, but I'll tentatively plan 11 a.m. Sunday mornings. It can be any time, one day a week, but 11 a.m. Sunday mornings is good. So Jackie, I'm ready. Quick question. You go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just rambling. And yeah, Karen, I'm so glad you're here. This is great having everybody here. Oh, no, Jackie, I must have done it wrong. It was probably my mistake. And now I can't see what I did, so it's already gone. But, I'm going to try and do 11 a.m. So whether it says 9 or 11, but I'll try and fix that. I think what happens is that YouTube's funny. As soon as when I want to go set up my new stream and set it up for a time in the future, I have to hit go live, and for a second it streams, and then it backs off and says, do you want to schedule? But when it starts streaming, I think it gives that 9 a.m. announcement that I started streaming at 9. So ignore that. But you will see me probably when I come online to set those times, but I'll try and do it some other time. Try and do it beforehand. At any rate, yeah, Sunday at 11 here. If you guys want to watch me talk about stoves, then I talk about stoves on YouTube on my Bro Audio channel. 2 o'clock on Wednesdays. And I, you know, for now that's enough, because what I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to do those two live things a week, and then plus I'm going to try and make a video a week on my stove channel, and then as we move forward here, I'll start to make some videos here on this channel as well, which is what I've been talking about forever, but I just got too stuck in the boat work. So, and yeah, Cuner, I do body weight training. You can see my rings and my rope hanging up there behind me. And you know, it's actually interesting. I was almost thinking, once I get a little more comfortable with this live streaming, we could do some live stream workouts or something. I'm not sure. So, oh, I'm so glad. Karen, am I saying your name right? You said, hi, it's Karen with, in your quote, but I see the E. I don't know if it's Karen or Kareen. So, but I'm going to say Karen for now, because that's how I see you wrote it up top. So, no, go ahead and ask a question, though. I mean, we're having fun chatting. I probably didn't answer your question. Go ahead and ask. I'd love to have two-way dialogue, for sure, is much better than me just sitting there talking. So glad it's working this time. I think I figured it out, you guys. These last few weeks, I was it was technical video settings, but my bit rate was too high for my slow internet. So looking now, it looks like it's working. So I think we can keep this going in the future. We can all kind of plan around this, and maybe we'll get some more traction and start to have a good little hangout here. So I really enjoy it. I mean, for me, this is much, much better to be able to interact with you guys and know that you're out there, and to be able to, yeah, hear that you, Cuner, and Jackie and Karen all have my same experience. So, oh, you're from Holland. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I've always wanted to come to Holland. I'd love to come visit someday. And have I tried German beef? I don't think so. I've been to, I mean, I probably have, but not since I was a carnivore, Karen. I've been to Switzerland, and I've been to Frankfurt. I've probably eaten the beef there, but I don't remember. But I do know that it was fairly lean compared to our beef. And yes, I do gymnastics. I do my strength workouts on gymnastics rings, because I find that they allow me to do a pretty full, well-rounded strength training workout with a very, you know, minimal equipment set. So, oh, German beef, like tartare, a style of eating it. No, I haven't. So raw. Interesting. No, I don't eat raw. You know, as a matter of fact, I eat mostly well done. I go against a lot of the normal carnivore trends, and that is one of the main reasons I wanted to get my channel and my story out there. Because I can't, whatever's wrong with my digestive system, I don't handle high fat very well. And so raw meat tends to, not that I've eaten much raw, but I tend to cook my fat quite well, or I end up not being able to process it. So, and gymnastics, yeah, I can't tell you what a big, what a difference gymnastics has made in my life. You know, I did gymnastics as a young guy, but it wasn't until I became interested in trying to become fit at home that I came back to the rings and realized what a wonderful fitness tool they are. So, you know, I love when I run into other adults like Cuner and like you, Karen, who do use gymnastics tools as strength training tools. Because, you know, I don't know if it's cultural, but here I end up talking to a lot of people who really think that weights are the only way to apply progressive resistance, and it's frustrating for me. So no, Karen, I don't know. No organ meats for me. I don't care for it. I don't think I'd probably ever try calf's brain. I'm pretty open-minded, I like to think. So I guess I would probably try it if someone had it in front of me. But I haven't felt a need to include organ meats. I've been strict carnivore for over 3 years now, and every time I've eaten liver, it's made me feel worse. I get sick from it. So I choose not to eat it, and for a while I was concerned that that would lead to some nutritional deficiencies, because that's kind of what we read, right? But I felt great, and my doctor, all my blood tests have come out great. So I don't eat organ meats. I don't seek them out. I have 2 cows left to slaughter, so I'm going to slaughter my cows in a couple more weeks, and I probably will keep the liver. I probably won't keep the brain, but I'll probably continue to try to eat liver and incorporate it into my diet in little bits now and then, if only because it's from my cows and it's useful. So, you know, I will try, but I don't make organs a part of my normal diet, no. And Jackie, I would have to say I don't speak other languages. I can speak Spanish poorly. If I spend some time in a Spanish-speaking environment, I can speak Spanish okay. But that's about it. I haven't traveled much, and when I did, I was just surfing. I wish, in hindsight, that I had had a little more interest in some other aspects of travels when I was doing it. But, yeah, we'll see. I'd like to go back out into the world. I'd like to increase my language skills. But it's fun to see you guys chatting away there. I love that you guys are in Holland. I have some Danish and Netherlands fans on my stove channel as well, and it's fun to have you guys here. And yeah, we can speak Spanish poorly together, Jackie. And no, Karen, no supplements. None at all. As a matter of fact, I didn't even salt my food for the last 3 years. Now, recently, I've got it right here, for the last month or so, I've been using light salt, which is salt and potassium. Kuhner, it's Bro Audio, all one word, B-R-O-A-U-D-I-O. And so, yeah, Karen, no supplements at all, no salt, no electrolytes, nothing. I really was testing. I didn't know for sure. I wouldn't say that I even believed for sure that meat only is nutritionally complete. But I'd been told that. I'd been told it wasn't as well. I'd been told I needed to eat organs and I needed to supplement with certain things. But I wanted to find out for myself. And so for the last 3 years, I've eaten just beef and water with no supplements at all. And I'm fine. My blood works fine. I feel great. I started eating the light salt because I've always had cramping. It got better when I stopped eating salts, light cramping. And when I stopped eating salts, it stabilized. I felt like my body was having a hard time managing my electrolytes when I was eating a lot of salt. But so for this past month, though, I thought I'd try the light salt and see if it's made a difference. It hasn't really. And now I like the taste again, and so I'm kind of addicted. So I might drop it again, or I might keep eating it. But no, I don't believe that that we really need any supplements. And potassium, yeah. So I sleep pretty much 7 hours, like clockwork, regardless of what time I went to bed, or I can't seem to sleep much past that. And yeah, so I sleep like a rock usually. It's been really profound for me. I didn't used to sleep very well. So when I first started this way of eating, it surprised me because I was waking up at 4 a.m. I couldn't figure out why. So I thought I was sleeping poorly. As it turned out, I was just sleeping my 6 or 7 hours and then waking up refreshed, and I couldn't go back to sleep. But, you know, I was, for a while, I was mistaking that and with being tired or not being able to sleep. And now I realize that I just only need that 7 hours, and it's kind of like clockwork. So I try to stay up later so I don't wake up so early, but I'm not very effective. I'm usually pretty tired in the evenings. So I'm usually asleep at 9, and I'm usually up at 4 or 5, unfortunately. So I'm trying to move that schedule a little bit the other way, but it's okay because I do my workouts early in the morning, and I like that. I like starting my day and feeling like I've already done a bunch of stuff. So So yeah, I'm going to go back up to your comments a little bit. So Jackie, you're the same, no salt or supplements for you for 3 months to see if you get foot cramps. Yet, you know, it was really astounding to me. I was taking salt and magnesium and potassium early on in this diet, thinking that's what I needed to do to help solve my cramping issues. And the cramping issues were pretty consistent starting from when I started transitioning to this way of eating for the first few months. And as soon as I dropped the salt, within a few weeks, the cramps went away. So I really, and my dry mouth and a lot of hydration kind of symptoms went away. So I do, I felt like the electrolytes were giving my body, giving it a hard time stabilizing, you know, finding a balance. And so I believe that at least it doesn't matter what everyone does, but I do think it's valuable to do a period like you're doing now, Jackie, of none, to see how it goes. And so I'm going to go back here and read some comments, Kareen. Karen, do I tolerate the sun well? Yes, I do. I'm a sun lover. I've never been able to wear sunscreen. It's always caused horrible reactions in my eyes. Like days after I've used it, I'll use my sunscreen, and then 4 days later, my eyes will just have these horrible attacks where they're bright red and I can't see for a few hours out of them. They're just burning and full of water. So I stopped wearing sunscreen decades ago, and I've been surfing in the tropics a lot. I've spent a lot of my time in the water and up in the mountains as a snowboarder pretty much all of my days up until I was 35 or 40 were in the water or in the snow. So I should be pretty much riddled with cancer. I think I'm not, knock on wood. I don't mean that, but I've taken poor care of my skin in terms of sun, and I do great in it. I don't burn very easily. I get very tan and I get a lot of sun and I love it. So, Jackie, you still have elevated blood pressure, so you're continuing on your supplement that has magnesium. Well, I hope you get there. It's interesting that your blood pressure is still elevated on zero carb. Have you tried a period with no bacon? I wonder if it would make a difference. It's worth a try, I wonder. Just wonder if maybe, not just the salt, I know that isn't probably the issue, but I wonder if maybe some of the other, you know, sodium phosphates and the other types of stuff that's in bacon might mess with it. Autoimmune disease, Karen. Yeah, good. How long have you been carnivore, Karen? Has it been a while? And you're finally getting the stabilization part. You should try no bacon, Jackie, if you haven't. And I know it's hard because I know bacon makes up a big part of your diet. I doubt you would have such a profound experience you'd have to give up bacon for good, but you might find that that periods on and off are beneficial or tapering off a little bit. So it's probably worth a try, I would say, especially considering blood pressure is you know, it's fairly serious in my opinion. I think it's important to try and manage it as best we can. And I do know that most people's carnivore experiences, once they find, you know, the right carnivore version for them, lowering blood pressure is definitely a realistic goal for you to have with this way of eating. So 1 year. Good for you, Karen. All right. It's so wonderful, isn't it, to connect with other carnivores and just to know that you guys are out there making yourselves feel the best you can eating this way. It's so easy to doubt yourself. For me, to doubt myself. I'll speak for myself. It's so easy to doubt myself. Go bacon free, Jackie. Yeah, good for you. All right. I mean, even if it's just a week or two, you know, just see what it's like. And be careful, because you might end up like me, feeling like that. I know you and I both, I think, don't do well on fat, but that bacon does give you fat that you don't get from the beef, so you might notice that hunger feeling as well. So yeah, we got some carnivores in the house. Yeah, I'm happy about this, you guys. I really hope we can get this going and keep it going in the future, because it's so nice to hang out with you guys I'm not saying what I'm trying to say, but you know what I mean. Carnivore since December 26th. All right, Jackie. and all your bacon shirts. Well, you can still wear your bacon shirts. That's funny. That's a great question. Well, all right, you guys. It's been 41 minutes. I should probably wind it down. It's fun hanging out with you guys. But I think I'm going to try and keep them short so people can come back and enjoy watching them, at least for now. Maybe when we get some more activities, we'll do some longer ones. But I'm going to keep it. Well, let's say 11 o'clock. I'm going to write it down right here on my list of things to do. So 11 a.m. next Sunday, we'll do it again. And tell your carnivore friends and you guys too. I hope you guys have a great week. Thank you guys for all your support, for listening and watching every week. I really appreciate it. And for those of you guys that are here hanging out with me, Kuhner, thanks. Really appreciate it. Karen, thank you so much. Hope you come back next week. And Jackie, as always, great to see you. And whoever else is here, Rose, I think was her name. So, yeah, we'll do it again. We'll do it every week. I will try to keep it going. So, okay, you guys, I'm going to do the sign off, and we'll see you next week. All right, you guys. Thanks for watching. See you next week.